Hi, this is Chicago Baseball World Champ Wilson Contreras. As a catcher, I know a great pitch when I see one. So when Westfield Ford showed me how much I save, I was all in.
Right now at Westfield Ford, drive a new 2017 Fusion for just $219 a month or buy it for only $17,995.
Join me, Wilson Contreras, on my other championship team, Westfield Ford, on a Grange Road in Countryside. Visit westfieldford.com.
Closed end 36-month lease to qualified buyers. $2,509 due at inception. 10,000 miles per year. Taxes and fees extra. Ends 4/30.
At Lowe's, we know that pros depend on their tools to do more than just cut, drill, and sand. Tools help pros meet deadlines, keep promises, and protect reputations. Now through May 1st, during DeWalt Days at Lowe's, pro customers can get up to 30% off select DeWalt power tools. And the only thing better than getting a tool you can depend on 100% is getting that tool for up to 30% off. Visit the Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for details. Excludes accessories, U.S. only.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
You are in the driver's seat, in complete control, in life and on the road. Your driving record is impeccable, and for this, you are greatly rewarded with Snapshot from Progressive. You use your savings to buy a World's Best Driver t-shirt. It runs a little small.
The more righteous you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
CBS Sunday. The NCIS LA team knows the game.
I always expect the unexpected.
They can even the score.
Never a dull moment, is there?
Never.
And when they make a move...
This is our investigation now.
You can't lose.
So we got a plan.
Let's roll.
Well, we're all just one big, happy, slightly dysfunctional family.
I believe that's called a win-win.
NCIS Los Angeles, CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
This is the official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
A swing and a drive. Deep left center. It's got a chance. Cubs win. 3-run homer, Addison Russell. Cubs win the ball game.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Wolves finished the regular season as Central Division champs. We'll now host Charlotte this Sunday at 2 at Allstate Arena in the Calder Cup playoffs. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for details.
We'll start Jaron tonight. At the point, Michael, who's just had spot minutes in the last game, will now be in the rotations, our backup point guard. Everybody's going to have to be ready to pick up for what Rondo gives us. You know, we can't change the way we are approaching things right now just because, one of our star players is out.
That's Bulls head coach Fred Hoiberg. Yeah, Rondo out indefinitely with that fractured thumb. You heard him say there, Jaron Grant will get the start at point guard. Game 3 tips just after 6 tonight. Also, Rockets at the Thunder, 8:30. Houston leads that series 2-0. Clippers visited Jazz at 1, and that series is all tied up at 1 apiece. Major League Baseball, John Lester goes against Tim Adelman and the Cubs as they open a weekend series in Cincy. First pitch at 6:10. Pregame here on the Score at 5:35. The White Sox host the Indians with Jose Quintana opposing Corey Kluber. First pitch at 7:10. AHL, Game 2 for the Wolves at Charlotte. Wolves down 1-0. Puck drops at 6:15. PGA, it's the Valero Texas Open. Bud Cauley leads at 8-under after a 6-under 66 in second-round play. Cameron Smith is in the clubhouse and one shot off the lead. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Hawthorne Racecourse. The Illinois Derby is back April 22nd. For details, visit hawthornracecourse.com. Get your copy of the Chicago Cubs Win the World Series audio CD featuring the most exciting moments of the 2016 season. Only $19.99. Order now at cbschicago.com/CubsCD. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score. We're celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score, that's today, 5:35, Cubs and Reds, right here on Chicago Sports Station.
This segment on The Score is brought to you by Antioch Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. Get spring clearance pricing now through May 1st. Save big money on every new vehicle they sell. Hurry in today or visit driveantioch.com.
Thank you to the only guest we needed, Casey Johnson of the Chicago Tribune. Thanks to Jay Zawoski and Tony Gill for the work today. Appreciate you. Ray Diaz, thank you. And Brian Gertz of the video streaming does it well at watch670thescore.com. Joe Ostrowski and Matt Abaticola had our updates. Matty continues into the afternoon. Tomorrow, we won't be here. Monday, Jeff Passan will be on the show. And more.
and more.
There was a point at like 12:44, Bernstein and Goff, where I was talking and I realized I had no point that I was making. Like, it just... I mean,
oh, that happens today, all the time. Yeah.
But I went on.
You'll find your way.
I admitted it, though. Danny was kind of impressed with the honesty.
He didn't find his way. He just aborted, and he was just like... I'm saying something with no end, and this isn't good content, so take us to break.
There's no net.
He just bailed on his own point. I had never seen the move.
I'm nothing if not self-aware, he told himself.
That's what you always want to be able to diagnose about yourself.
Yeah.
But sometimes you find that secret door in that passageway.
Oh, yeah.
You find yourself.
And when you find it, you're like, yeah. Whose is it?
And you're air humping the segment. What's my show called?
And then you turn and you go over there, you're like, oh, I ended up here. And this price is fine, and no one can tell the difference.
Yeah, we find it more often than not. That's why we're talk show hosts. But every once in a while. It's best to just shut the hell up.
You pulled the ripcord. It was beautiful. I appreciate it.
There's a certain amount, like, everybody thinks they can do this job, and I'm sure a lot more people can do this job than you know, we know, but it's funny when it happens because you're in the middle of it, and you're like, you know what? I'm going to get to the end of this, and I don't care who doesn't like it. I'm going to find myself at the end of this, and I'll be damned if it won't be a point. And I'll say Bears, or I'll say Bulls. I'll say a name or two.
Sure.
I'll throw out a stat that I saw yesterday, and you can kiss my ass.
Look, I've been through many Sunday mornings.
I'm having flashbacks. Hang on.
Solo Sunday mornings, and just staring the producer right in the eyes, and just feeling that removal from one's own body as the mouth just kind of runs, and it's
you're watching yourself, and you're like, stop talking.
Then you're thinking like, wow, I just said that. I never thought that until it came out of my mouth, and I guess I own what I just said now.
There was,
you've always thought it. You just never said it.
Stephen King once said that he wrote novels like that. Sometimes
you could just tell.
Yes, yes, you could. There reached a point.
You ever read the dark half?
I think I still liked the dark half. But yeah, there was a lot. Like, he used to just get in there with the plot and then be like, all right, I'm going to work my way out of this one. And sometimes he didn't.
I used to get in trouble when it came to like creative writing and stuff like that, because I would start and I would get so excited about it that whole chunks would be missing from the middle, that I was like, oh, I know where the end's going to be, and I just got to make my way there, and then I hand it in, and every time I had one teacher, Ms. Proctor, and she would go, Jason, this was going to be a terrific paper. She goes, but the middle, she goes, there was a beginning to the middle there, and you just left it out. And I had to tell her, like, I got so excited about the genius that I was about to lay on you that I had to get to the end.
Well, have you ever taken a screenwriting course?
No, I haven't.
You ever been in a Turkish prison?
No,
I haven't.
But for that kind of creativity, and there's different ways of outlining, different ways of starting at the end, and saying this is where it's going to be. Let's figure out the different ways we can get there. And everybody's there are all kinds of different theories and different ways to apply a individual thought process. But it sounds
that's how I think.
Yeah, it sounds really, like you needed a little bit of outlining.
I know where the end is. Yeah, and, you know, take this ride.
And don't we love sports? Because we don't know. We don't know exactly.
Although I'll give Nick Shepkowski credit, because he did.
Yeah.
He called it.
Garbage can finds a steak. Get out of here.
Wait, isn't it a squirrel finds a nut?
No, garbage can gets a steak every once in a while.
I like that.
Okay, I like that.
I mean, not just my guy.
That's good.
No. That's my man, 50 grand. Cole City's finest. Him and my mom watch live PD together all the time.
That implies that Don Cooper might get a steak every once in a while.
Well,
Coop the Grouch.
I'm sure he's had a few.
Opens up the can.
Steak on his.
Speaking of
so
food.
Wait, so what did Chef
What did he call?
He called blowout.
He called Hawks blowout. Mm-hmm. Oh. He said wet the bed, complete fizzle.
You know,
blowout.
I don't agree with that, because like what happened was when they were down 1-0, I wrote it down right then. I'm like, all right, let's see if they're gonna bag it. Let's see if they're just gonna pack it in and go ahead and roll out. And they busted their ass for the last 10 minutes of the second and the first 10 minutes of the third. Mm. And then it was 2-0.
There's 40 more minutes left.
But after 1-0, they didn't pack it in. And then eventually they gave up the goal to make it 2-0.
And then it was 3-0. And then they got swept.
Yeah, the problem was the speed at which it went from 2-0 to 3-0.
Yes.
That's when you're like, okay, it's summertime.
I stayed away from Twitter. We played ball last night, so I got home and I fired up the DVR. I'm like, all right, I don't know the score. Let's see how the Hawks come out. And when the third goal happens, I'm like, holy bleep, these dudes just got swept. Like, and this is historic fashion, too. I heard a bunch of stats this morning about this is the first time this has happened, the fewest goals by a number one seed in first-round history, this, that, and the other. Pecorine had 2 points matching the highest point total. Like, it was...
They got dusted.
They got embarrassed.
Yeah. First time ever, right, that an 8 seed swept a 1 seed.
Yes.
That doesn't get more embarrassing than that.
Yes.
It's all you need to know about the series.
I mean... I've seen a lot of things, but that, I'm sorry. Like, we've seen some demolishing losses, especially in series. Because, you know, football, you get one game, you get punked, you go home. You know, you didn't think the team had a chance or whatever. But I don't know how many series I can stack up in terms of expectations. Because the old and tired thing got broke out in the second game, where it seemed like everybody's like, oh, yeah, old and tired. And I'm like, wait a minute.
That's because they never looked like the better team.
That's different than old and tired.
Not once did you really look at them during the series.
Mm. Yeah, they got a short. They had a short. Short was it? 7-game series. They played 7 extra games last year.
You know,
they had a long playoff run last year, and they rested the last week of the season.
They had a nice long off season last year. Dude, they got another one now. But it's like I agree that it is different than old and tired because they were sloppy. As hell, too. Like,
dumb.
Schematically, the passes from the defensemen were getting picked off time and time again.
Jonathan Toews had one of the worst turnovers I have seen in a playoff game in memory. I'm no hockey expert.
And the
look on his face, too. He knew it. That cheeseburger he serves up in the slot right on the tape.
It's as if he was looking for the assist.
Right on the tape.
How about Anisimov in the first 20 seconds of the game?
He did it 3 different times in that game where it looked like he had some money on the game.
How about Richard Ponick's penalty? Like, he gets knocked down. He gets a little pissed off.
Well, they should have called the first one.
Who cares? Yeah. Who cares?
It's idiotic.
Be smart. Be smart. Yeah.
They got out hockeyed.
You know what, though?
They were worse in everything.
They won 3 cups. This group won 3 titles.
Are they done?
Maybe not, but they won 3 cups. So for expectations to be what they are for them.
Every year is precious, though, Dan. Every year
in the grand scheme of things, they got 3.
They gave it 3 times. It's not like we didn't give them out for celebration for that.
They deserve to get pounded for this, but I just think in the grand scheme, they've got so much bad money on this team.
They really do.
But that's part of it. You know, you got your 3 cups, and part of this is really bad money in a brutal, onerous, pernicious salary cap.
Agreed. You know who refuses to end up in that situation in a different salary cap? But Bill Belichick and the Patriots refuse to pay you too much. They don't give a crap who you are. They just don't give a crap. Brent Seabrook should not have a contract that looks anything like this contract. This is a disaster.
You can't move him. You can't move Hosa.
That's
so many of the guys have these non-movement clauses.
The Seabrook deal, when they signed it, was like, really? They gave Anisimov a new deal with that much money and security? Did they need to do that? Did he look like the answer at second line center you've been looking for forever?
He looked like he didn't want to be there.
Couldn't win a face-off to save his life.
And he didn't give up his body after he knew he couldn't win a face-off. You know, tie somebody up. Let somebody else get the puck in the circle if that's the case. If you're not fast enough, if your quick twitch muscles aren't firing, then sacrifice your body a little bit. And give him that at least. You know, then you could be like, all right, he was getting his ass kicked, but he started to tie guys up, sacrifice an arm, sacrifice a shoulder, so the defenseman or a winger could come in and get the puck. It didn't happen.
It's interesting. Texture says it reminds him of the 2008 Cubs in the playoffs. Remember those Cubs teams in
08? That was one that I thought of in terms of huge letdown, huge expectations.
Swept. And that was the second one.
Swept. Is that when Ted Lilly throws his glove on the ground?
That was the next one against the Dodgers.
Yeah, that's the Dodgers. 2008 is the Dodgers.
Ted Lilly broke the pipe. Was it Lilly?
What about the Diamondbacks? They got swept out by the Diamondbacks and Dub Davis.
I think that was the Ted Lilly start when he threw his glove on the mound.
That was on the road, and then mm-hmm. yeah, then
two
came
straight
home,
years.
And then it was the game where everything
Manny Ramirez just
and that's what yeah. everything they hit was a double
just
play.
Showed it to you.
The game that Rich Hill starts, the first pitch is hit over the wall. You're like, oh boy,
we're outside of DiAgostino's eating pizza with the warmers above us. Like, this isn't going well. We should probably get away from Lakeview and Wrigleyville right now because there's going to be a riot.
Yeah, Arizona was the Ted Lilly throws glove.
Right, but then who broke the water pipe in Chavez Ravine? Members in the clubhouse.
Charlie Steiner's poop.
Somebody took a bat to the water pipe in the clubhouse.
Vin Scully.
They were saying,
I'm extremely angry and I'm going to take it out on the pipe.
Did you hear when Vin Scully did Colors the other day? The song. Oh, it was outstanding.
Colors.
Yeah.
Colors.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Vin Scully.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous.
It's in a commercial now. It's a Bud Light commercial.
That's why I started watching it the other day on the Fire Stick because I heard the song, which is one of the hardest songs of all time.
I was so proud.
So proud
of my kid. I said, all right, Jay, I said, who's rapping?
Oh, I was about to say you made him watch Colors.
I said, who's rapping this song? And he listens, and he goes, it kind of sounds like Eric B. and Rakim, but that's not his voice. So like, okay. He goes, Ice-T? Like, oh, yes.
Your favorite neighborhood Law and Order SVU detective.
Right. That's, my wife watches that show all the time. Yeah. That's where it came from. He hadn't heard us do a song before.
Now you can take him back through the Ice-T catalog if you'd like.
We have been doing when in the car together.
So is Kendrick Lamar going to be on like a CSI in 15 years or something?
I don't think so.
I don't think
Kendrick's that dude.
Nobody thought that Ice-T and Ice Cube all of a sudden would be America's sweetheart.
Ice-T and Ice Cube had a different kind of vibe. Kendrick Lamar is a little bit. I don't think
I heard some of the new one. Heard some of the new one yesterday.
Oh, yeah, it's terrific.
Yeah. Great reviews.
He's got three classics already, man. Mm. Yeah, but that's the problem. I should stop myself now because now we're quick to call things classics 2 weeks after they release.
So instant classic.
The problem is we don't live with our music, especially hip hop music anymore. Like we used to pop the tape in or pop a CD in and ride around the entire summer and let the vibe take you wherever it was, whether it be a summer night or you're cleaning the house, and now you can listen to everything
on your
phone.
Yeah.
Like great albums get released and you listen to them for like maybe 3 or 4 days and you don't live with them for an entire summer or entire time period.
But you know what? The good thing is that somebody can say, hey, did you ever hear this song? And mention an obscure song by the Kinks who had like 27 records to me the other day. And I'd be like, nope, I don't know that. And within 10 seconds, I'm listening.
I was on my Iggy Pop today. Because today's Iggy Pop's birthday.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
How old is Iggy Pop?
94.
No, I wonder.
70?
You see how good he looks?
He's unbelievable.
Man. Well, he's never wearing a shirt.
He still plays shirtless, yeah. He's a badass, obviously.
Yeah.
Legendary badass.
No doubt.
Yeah, and the funny thing, if you look at his tree, like the people who have, he's crossed genres and influences in really odd ways because he's always, just, you know, challenging himself. That's him now?
Mm-hmm. Look at that guy. Got abs, pecs, everything for you right there.
Wow.
He looks like a very leathery human being.
He is. There's a lot of hard miles on there.
He's been through it, you know? Wow.
And then we got, what else? We got Bulls.
I was going to say, you think the Bulls still win the series?
Yeah.
You know what I do? Anybody talking about Jaron Grant, look, it's Jimmy time, and it's just Jimmy at the point, Jimmy with the
it's
ball.
It's Jimmy.
Everything through Jimmy, and until he drops.
Yeah, but Jaron Grant will still be out there, though, as the floor spacer. But yes, fine. Jimmy will be
Jimmy,
the point guard.
Hey, it's the Jimmy show because he's.
You're going to have to ask a lot of Dwayne Wade that you were hoping that you didn't have.
Right?
To
that's
ask.
The thing. Dwayne Wade has been able to kind of coast his way until the fourth.
Now you got to be lead guard, Dwayne.
And I just thought it was such a pretty brand of ball, this Rondo ball, essentially, you know, and his ability to play defense meant you didn't have to cross match, right? You didn't have to do that because he was doing enough with Isaiah now.
You're not going to hit every shot like you did in the first two games. I think these two games at the UC are going to get dirty. Like I think you're going to have some guys do some things and rough this Bulls team up in a way and not care about fouls either. So
make them feel it a little.
Yeah,
bit.
I think these two games are going to, like, as pretty as those first two games were, I think these two games are going to get a little ugly.
All right. So speaking of ugly and of roughing people up, Kelly Olynyk is apparently the one who hurt Rondo. Rondo hurt himself on Kelly Olynyk. Didn't Robin Lopez hurt himself?
Yeah, he tied up Lopez, and Lopez gave him that look, and then he was the one who hurt Kevin Love.
And Kevin Love.
Kevin Love.
Kevin Love yanked his shoulder out.
Yeah, Kevin Love, when Kevin Love runs off the floor and into the corner and out of the stadium. Yeah. So Kelly Olynyk is a damager of men.
Like Dwight Howard swatting Derrick Rose out the air every time.
Also, annoying to watch play.
Kelly Olynyk?
Yes. That's on my list.
Cornered the market with him and Tyler.
I've got a list of certain NBA players that just make me mad. Mad when I watch them, led by the all-time captain Ersan Ilyasova.
Dude, I don't know why you got that. Ilyasova has been balling this year.
Yeah,
this guy's an idiot.
I can't stand him.
Why?
His game makes me mad.
He's been good.
What does he do?
I've never seen him hit a shot.
Boy, those numbers are weird.
Right, Mr. Analytics.
What is he, DeMar DeRozan?
It's like some of those. It's like those White Sox games where the White Sox never bat.
or the magic stick. Remember Hawks magic stick or like Ryan Garko or somebody. This guy's killing us. Yeah, right. This guy's hitting like 215 against them.
Occasionally there are games.
It's not how you do it, it's when you do.
Apparently the White Sox are never up. And then by the end of the game, they just give them a couple runs just to make it look like they got a chance to bat. There's certain things in sports that defy explanation. I'll never be able to figure them out.
That's what we got today. We got Steve Rosenblum at 3.
Yep.
Who's your guy at 4? Joe Cowley at 5. Try to get a national NBA look today as well. My guy Chris Herring used to write for the Wall Street Journal. Now 538.
He wrote a hilariously awesome piece
about guys who don't get back.
About guys who argue with refs and don't get back
and,
on defense.
And had Dwayne Wade.
Had video evidence for every
for
one of
every
them.
Every single one of them.
Yeah. So hopefully he'll answer his direct message. And
he's at 538.
He's at 538.
I was looking at the thing. Like, no,
that's a great idea.
We haven't scheduled
him. No, that's inspired.
He's at 538 right now.
Well, they have those win probability things, and I think I saw that the Cavs only have a 60% chance to come out of the East or something like that. Mm-hmm. I feel like those models, post-election, I don't trust any of their models. But
Well, they're busy forecasting France right now and
right.
Marine Le Pen and her chances.
Yeah, win probability, it's in 100 chances,
Of course.
Right now, the Cavs are that thing yesterday. I mean, that's LeBron. That's one of LeBron's finest works.
Yep.
And it just happened in the first round, so it's not as big as Detroit or Game 6 against Boston. But what he did last night to that team, and you don't often see him react like he surprised himself last night. He was like, oh, the three is on. You guys are about to see the Akron package.
Unfortunately, the free throws, he looks like Wilt.
Hey. Listen, that has been my one knock on his game for the entirety of his career. I've always felt like if you are a premier perimeter player, you should at least shoot 78% from the line for your career, somewhere around there. And he has gone backwards, and Kyle Korver's helped him with his shot. Now he's got one leg back. Now he's putting both his toes on the free throw line. That's one of those things that, you track it now because 2 years from now, when it's like, man, LeBron is scoring 19 a game because he can't hit a damn free throw. Like, it happens
he's
now.
He's got a thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Do it. Do the Rick Barry approach. Come on, man.
There's a kid in college just doing it.
Rick Barry's kid.
Kid in Florida?
It's Canyon.
Oh, is it?
That's his kid.
Oh, nice.
That's his kid from the second marriage.
How much sex does this guy have?
A lot of sex.
Oh, dude. You
Rick
want
Barry's
some
got like 12 kids. Yeah. John, Drew,
Scooter.
Brent,
Scooter.
Muhammad.
Uh-huh. Marion. Wasn't that his? I believe.
I don't think Marion Barry was it.
You're not sure.
I'm not.
You don't know.
I'm not.
Yeah,
I'm
that's
not.
Kind of, that's kind of, I love it. There's a kid in Florida.
R.E.M. drummer right. Bill.
That's John like, Olerud.
Yes. It's like Ricky Henderson who plays with John Olerud at one point said, oh, you wear a batting helmet in the field. I played with a guy in New York who did that. And Olerud's like, yeah, that was me.
That's awesome. Fellas, I think this transition went swimmingly.
I do too.
This has gotten your weekend off to a great start, hopefully.
It really has.
And it will take the show to at least 145 with content.
See, you used to complain when he did that, and now you're part of it.
Nah, because I got the content.
Part
I'm
of
good
the problem now.
Nah, I'm not part of the
you
problem.
You have become everything
I'm part
you
of the
hate.
Answer.
The Chicago Baseball Game Day schedule is presented by Mariano's. Cubs take on the Reds. White Sox play Cleveland. Mariano's, save, earn, share. Stop by a Mariano's today and score deals with their revamped rewards card. Save with personalized coupons. Earn freebies from Mariano's specialty shops. Share discounted Mariano's gift cards with friends and family.
Have a good weekend, gentlemen. They are Bernstein and Goff. They're next on The Score.
This is Joe Mann of the World Series champion Cubs, and you're listening to the Spiegel and Parkin Show on The Score. This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by Pennington. One-step complete grass seed repairs bare spots in 2 weeks or less. College presidents are remarkable people, remarkably dishonest and patronizing. Consider Greg Fenves, the president of the University of Texas. In an interview brought about by a class action suit against the NCAA, Fenves was asked about paying college athletes. He was horrified. Why, he said, doing that would ruin the relationships players have with both their fellow students and alumni. He couldn't comprehend students wanting to come to football games if the players were paid. Seriously, Greg, do you really believe we're all that stupid? The answer, apparently, is yes. Fans, whether students, alumni, or just regular old people, flock to see winning teams play at any level. Texas just put new lockers in for the football team that cost more than $10,000 apiece. That's not special treatment? Talk about hypocrisy. I'm John Fox.
Love the rich flavor and aroma of Hill's Brothers coffee, but don't have the time to brew a whole pot? Try Hill's Brothers coffee for single cup brewers. Their unique single serve pods brew with all the flavor and aroma you expect from Hill's Brothers. Then the pods break down, returning nutrients to the land, not piling up in the landfill. Hill's Brothers coffee, crafted without compromise for over 137 years.
Wrigleyville Sports, celebrating 27 years across from Wrigley Field, has a great selection of World Series championship merchandise plus new gear for the 2017 season. Stop in before the game and get your quality apparel and souvenirs without paying ballpark prices. Wrigleyville Sports offers top brands like Majestic, Nike, and offers customized jerseys with your name or any player's name while you wait. If you like baseball, you'll love Wrigleyville Sports. To help you gear up for the season, make sure you visit WrigleyvilleSports.com today.
Dealership pays the same amount to the factory for a new Chevy, but some dealers advertise phony low prices online just to lure you in. At JenningsChevrolet.com, the low price you see is the low price you pay. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com, find new roads.
Don't miss the Spring Clearance event at Antioch Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. Save big on every new vehicle we sell now through May 1st. Visit DriveAntioch.com.
Hello, this is Jason Goff here, and if you're even thinking about getting a new ride, there's no better time than during Sunrise Chevrolet's 20th anniversary sale. They're celebrating with big savings on over 350 new Chevys, a new 2017 Traverse for just under $25,000, a brand new Malibu only $16,999. Wait a minute, hold on. Did I read that right? Now, that's a steal of a deal if I've seen one. Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights, there really are the bright way to buy. Visit sunrisechevrolet.com and tell them me, I, Jason Goff, sent you.
Your name.
Tell them your name sent you. Includes rebates available to all, plus tax, title, license, and dock fee. Find new roads.
At Lowe's, we know that pros depend on their tools to do more than just cut, drill, and sand. Tools help pros meet deadlines, keep promises, and protect reputations. Now through May 1st, during DeWalt Days at Lowe's, pro customers can get up to 30% off select DeWalt power tools. And the only thing better than getting a tool you can depend on 100% is getting that tool for up to 30% off. Visit the Pro Desk or LowesForPros.com for details. Excludes accessories, U.S. only.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
You're descending down a staircase. On each step is another discount. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. At the bottom of the staircase is a man selling cupcakes. You buy a cupcake with the money you saved. Because you really like cupcakes.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Presents Showtime Sports.
Showtime!
Three podcasts connecting you with top athletes in professional sports.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have the sniper out of Cleveland.
What's good?
This week's On the Record special guest is Cleveland Cavaliers' J.R. Smith.
Is this your toughest season you've had to deal with as a pro?
Yeah, for sure. Not playing the way you want to play on the court. Not having your family how you want it off the court. It's a lot, but, you know, there's nothing I can't handle.
Download and subscribe to Showtime Sports at Play.it and iTunes.
We're getting the party started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have more fun every day.
Hello.
See, that's how you do it right here.
The Talk.
This is the best job in the world, man.
CBS Weekdays.
CBS Thursday. The outdoors are so in.
Can you guess the number one zombie killing tool?
Remembering zombies don't exist?
Joel McHale stars in the new comedy, The Great Indoors.
Who could say no to that?
Where the only thing tougher than dealing with millennials...
You need us, because you're old at life.
I already regret this.
...is working with them.
I am not going to stay shackled to a desk with a bunch of kids who think North Face is a celebrity baby.
Get into The Great Indoors. CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
Horoscope. Aries, the clearer things become, the more questions you have. Remember to just focus on your future. Taurus, this week, things in your romantic realm are stepped up a notch or two. Gemini, while you deserve a raise at work, this is not the week to ask for one. Cancer, this week, money concerns weigh you down. Reevaluate your retirement goals. Leo, you may be tempted to take a risk, but look before you leap. And Virgo, a flirtatious exchange this week may lead to something unexpected. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
Hi, this is Chicago baseball world champ Wilson Contreras, and I love driving in runs almost as much as I love driving my new Ford from Westfield Ford in Countryside. As a catcher, I know a great pitch when I see one. So when my friends at Westfield Ford showed me how much I could save on a new Ford, I was all in.
Westfield Ford in Countryside always has a great selection of brand new Ford vehicles in stock. And right now, you can drive a brand new 2017 Ford Fusion for just $219 a month, or buy it for only $17,995.
I played in the Ford Classic last year, so I can handle the pressure. But you'll never feel any pressure at Westfield Ford, where you always find straightforward people and straightforward pricing with no hassles. So join me, Wilson Contreras, on my other championship team, Westfield Ford, on the corner of Joliet and LaGrange Road in Countryside. Visit westfieldford.com.
Closed end 36-month lease to qualified buyers. $2,509 due at inception. 10,000 miles per year. Taxes and fees extra. Ends 4/30/17.
This hour is brought to you by Village of Wheeling. Your business will take off in Wheeling. Advice from a reputable attorney. Send questions you want answered to cbschicago.com/legal advice and look online for free Legal Fridays with Horowitz, Horowitz & Associates. That's cbschicago.com/legal advice.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Wolves finished the regular season as Central Division champions. Will now host Charlotte this Sunday at 2 at Allstate Arena in the Calder Cup playoffs. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for details.
He's been unbelievable in the two wins that we had at Boston. Sort of get the news that we got last night. Obviously, it was very difficult. At the same time, the guys are going to get an opportunity now to play more. It's what you work for. It's why you put so much extra time in the gym is for this opportunity.
That's head coach Fred Hoiberg talking about Rajon Rondo, and he is out indefinitely with a fractured thumb. Jaren Grant will start at point guard. Game 3 tips tonight just after 6. Of course, the Bulls with that 2-0 lead on Boston. Also this evening, Rockets at the Thunder. That's at 8:30. Houston's up 2-0. And the Clippers visit the Jazz at 9, and that series is tied at a game apiece. Major League Baseball. John Lester goes against Tim Adelman as the Cubs open a weekend series in Cincy. Pre-game here on The Score starts at 5:35 with a 6:10 first pitch. The White Sox host the Indians with Jose Quintana opposing Corey Kluber. First pitch at 7:10. AHL, game 2 for the Wolves at Charlotte. Wolves down 1-0. Puck drops at 6:15. And the PGA, Valero, Texas Open. Bud Cauley leads at 8-under after a 6-under 66 in second-round play. Cameron Smith is one shot off the lead. At 4Eyes, they think taking care of your eyes shouldn't cost an arm and a leg. That's why when you buy one pair of glasses, they give you a second pair for free. It's just one more way 4Eyes saves you money. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score, that's today, 5:35, Cubs and Reds, right here on Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Lexus of Naperville.
It's test drive for autism month.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
Today's Friday for us.
This is not like Kentucky basketball, one and done. This is the start of a series of operations. We will continue to maintain a very strong intelligence presence on top of this target.
Chicago Blues legend Lonnie Brooks. Brooks died Saturday night at the age of 83. 83.
Wow.
First base side, that is a fair ball. Sanchez did not run, and Mauer retires him.
Yolber doesn't run. Carlos always ran.
Here's Cody Ash. Say it like that, it sounds like Asian.
Now we're trying to figure out who's going to go to jail, who's going to get an MTA, and who's going to be released.
On TV?
Yeah.
Oh, both times.
Fan base.
Hey, Mom.
Dwayne Wade might be the best two guard in the history of the game. One of the best two guards in the history of the game.
Michael Jordan?
Yeah, Jordan's good.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Look at that. How about that? A little breaking news from the Spiegel and Parkin Show. You ever have a day where you feel like you were covered in so much sauce?
You're really feeling good today.
Yeah, today's one of those days, man, where, and it's not just because it's Friday. Friday might have a little bit to do with it, but you ever have one of those days where you feel like, damn it, today's going to be an awesome day. And even if that's not how you're feeling right now, perk up a little bit, because I feel like from now until 5:35 when we're up out of here because of the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs, commitment that we have on this station, I feel like today's going to be that kind of day. You know,
good.
Yeah, today's one of those days.
You're allowed?
Yeah, have a good day today. Have some fun, laugh at some things, talk about some serious things, go through all the emotions that you need to go through the day. But today's one of those days where I feel like it's going to be a good day.
I'm savoring cool weather. When we were golfing in December and January and it was 65 and some of that stuff.
You're in that mode.
Because pretty soon, it's going to be 99, and I'm going to be miserable, and I like
it. What's the miserable degree for you?
Hot. I don't like hot.
Well, all right, so what, 80? 80 plus?
No, 80's okay.
84?
It's
82.
I'm just
throwing that around.
No, it depends on the humidity, obviously. Right. It just I like
you like a dry heat.
I'll take the crisp weather while I can and try to enjoy that. Steve Rosenblum's going to join us at 3. He has a plan to fix the Blackhawks. He's going to take care of everything. Everything is
fixing.
He's going to make sure everything is fine.
When has that ever been the case for Steve? When has Steve ever made sure that everything was fine?
Well, it is himself, nothing. But maybe with something else, he can handle that. We're going to do a last day of Who's Your Guy at 4 o'clock today. Joe Cowley of the Sun-Times will join us from the United Center after Fred Hoiberg talks. Should be around 5 o'clock. And as Jason said, we're done at 5:35 because the Cubs and Reds are coming your way. Could be some surprises as well. 312-644-6767. That's the number to reach us at WSCR The Score. You email us at bernsteinandgoff@670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live, because we are streaming at 670thescore.com. Texting and sexting at 670thescore. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. The Score text line brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group. Find over 4,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. Twitter is at Bernstein_Goff. He's at Jason1Goff. I am at Dan_Bernstein. There is Bernstein and Goff show.com for podcasts and stuff, and I don't have the Instagram thing written down in front
of me.
It's
at Bernstein Golf Show. Very, very, very easy, very simple. We put different pictures through our crazy minds and throw them up there on the interweb. So, you know, and our guy, Shep, has control of it, but if you see something during the week that you want to send to Shep, or if you know, Tanny has something, then we just throw it up there. And, you know, listener submissions as well. You can slide in our DMs on Instagram if you want to. Don't give us a J.R. Smith type sliding, okay? Don't send
the
us
big
the
naked butt on the hotel bed.
You remember what he did on Twitter, right? Where he didn't realize that those things could be screenshot, and he started talking to a young lady as he got to, I believe, New York.
Yeah.
And she said, "Can I come over?" And he said, "Are you trying to get down or not?" And she said, "What do you mean?" And he sent her a picture of a smoking pipe. Said, "Are you trying to get this?"
Mm-hmm.
"Are you trying?" I don't think he meant tobacco.
Right.
"Are you trying to get what I'm sending you?" So you can send that to Shep.
Okay.
If you want to send any of those pictures, you know, just know that once you send your pictures, we can put it up on Instagram.
Speaking of pictures, we're available to be seen at watch670thescore.com, Facebook Live, and The Score's Facebook page. And that video feed is presented by the fine folks at American Needle. They make these fine hats that you see on the video feed. And that's directed by Brian Gertsch.
Through the ages, your country has been a beacon of artistic and scientific achievement that continues today.
from Venice to Florence, from Verdi to Pavarotti, friend of mine, great friend of mine.
Whoa.
That's okay. No, it's just great.
No. Dude.
It's always like the Merv Griffin show. It's just
a sketch from SCTV.
That's what I mean. It's Sammy Maudlin, right?
Pavarotti, friend of mine. Great friend of mine.
He had the Nuge up there.
You should see that guy put away a plate of lasagna.
He had the Nuge, Sarah Palin, and Kid Rock in one place.
Yes, I know.
He had the Nuge. Like,
one of the most overtly racist celebrities.
And still has a following.
Yes.
Like, this is, I don't know how many people could do what Ted Nugent has done over the years and saying everything as close to the N-word as possible and still be like, who wants to rock with me? And everyone like, we do, Nuge, because we agree with you and you say things that we can't say in our jobs. Yeah!
And you like to shoot things.
Chris, oh, dude. Kid Rock is already there, and Sarah Palin's there, and then they take the picture in front of Hillary Clinton's picture. Great. I'm like, go, like, do not more of this. Like, give me more.
Why not?
Dude, it's hilarious. God bless America, baby.
Pavarotti, great, great friend of mine. Terrific croquet player.
Pavarotti, friend of mine. Great friend of mine.
Great rebounder.
Right. You're in the middle of a speech complimenting another country, and it's like, then you're you know. You're, by the way,
man.
Leonardo, overrated. Fake art.
God bless him, man.
Like, I have three Michelangelos. It's just
can't write this stuff.
I love it. I love it. I love it.
All right, who else we got?
What else do we have? What did Shep? I say? I said Nick Shepkowski.
Well, you're Pat Mahomes' number two, right?
Yes, sir.
What do you think that the NFL defensive coaches are seeing right here?
Strip that ball from his hold ball with one hand.
Yeah. I got the high speed slow mo. Look at it. Look at that ball. How do you get better at this? You like music?
Yes, sir.
You ever heard of John Anderson?
No, sir.
It's country music?
Mm.
They're making a John Anderson song called Swingin'. And just the swinging, you ought to listen to it while you're swinging that ball.
Just the swinging.
Yeah?
Yeah.
John Anderson, I'm not familiar.
I know the song, but I didn't know it was by John Anderson. And I know the other John Anderson is the lead singer of Yes,
weird,
which is a band that I now find completely insufferable.
What about Hans Christian Andersen?
That has nothing to do with anything.
Okay.
He was not swinging.
I'm sorry. Was he stroking like Clarence
stroking.
Carter?
Stroking.
One of the greatest songs of all time. Go ahead and read the lyrics at work out loud if you'd like.
No, NSFW. I like the fact the NBA used Cupid Shuffle going to break the other day.
Hey, man.
That was... And I
know your audience.
I had to look it up again.
Like, big chicks at a barbecue or Jewish men. Cupid Shuffle right there.
Cupid Shuffle. And then the video. I went and watched the video again. Like the actual, like the official Cupid Dirty South video where they got like chickens walking around.
You did it for the culture. Good for you. Good for you.
I just,
shout out to you.
I hadn't seen the it's been a while.
Hey, man.
But
you want to get big girls off
to
of
the
seat?
Throw the
electric slide or the bus stop or the Cupid Shuffle.
Yep.
Big girls, put that plate down and get their ass up. You see how nimble they are, boy.
Walk it by yourself. Walk it by yourself.
Some three techniques with some great feet out there, boy.
And we're allowed.
No, of course they're allowed to dance. We love them for
audio
it.
Audio overlord is Chris Tannehill.
Inhaled steroids increase pneumonia risk in people with asthma. A study of more than 150,000 patients revealed inhaled corticosteroids were associated with an 83% increased threat of being hospitalized with pneumonia.
83.
What if your child get pneumonia?
Or a pair of shoes.
A pair of shoes.
All right, so when we come back, we've got to talk about what's important.
What's important?
Yes. We'll do that when we come back.
Okay. That's.
And you can jump in on what's important, too.
And I thought...
312-644-6767 is the phone number. Whatever you deem is important, because I feel like something will be very unimportant after today.
Okay. And you know that Pavarotti died in 07.
Yeah. It was this guy, though. He talks to him.
He still has conversations with him, just wandering around.
He talks
Pavarotti,
to him.
Pavarotti, friend of mine. Great friend of mine.
Yeah, he gets him, Harriet Tubman together, you know, Frederick Douglass, all his peeps.
Chicago baseball schedule presented by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. The Cubs take on Cincinnati.
The Cincinnati Reds.
And the White Sox play Cleveland.
Yes, they do.
That's brought to you by...
Are you sure?
Very definitive, wasn't it?
Do we put a question mark up on a teleprompter?
He usually writes it on here.
Uh-oh.
Back it up and do it again.
Bus, those tracks, man, they're always fresh. They're always fresh on Shep Backlund.
Bettis just ran me over.
Detox and treatment helpline. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved. And with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment helpline. Line now, 800-430-4149. We will talk about what's
important to you, the Chicago sports fan.
Next,
312-644-6767.
Frederick Douglass is an example of somebody who's done an amazing job.
Pavarotti, friend of mine. Great friend of mine.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on the Score.
Joe Madden.
Baseball's a crazy game, man. He's won the World Series, you come back out, have a great spring, and then you start off really well. You gotta learn to look up in the road. Our game is so fragile with the word confidence.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score at 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Patients coping with end-stage illness can't wait. Neither should you. Get the guidelines to hospice eligibility today. Go to VITAS.com/eligibility. That's VITAS.com or call 888-VITAS-80.
Hi, this is Addison Russell, shortstop for your world champion baseball team. Being a world champion has been an extraordinary experience in many ways. That's why I'm a customer at Audi Orland Park. They make the ordinary experience of buying a car extraordinary. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary at Audi Orland Park?
Our ordinary needs to be extraordinary. Audi Orland Park on 159th Street or OrlandParkAudi.com. That's OrlandParkAudi.com.
Looks like some cable and phone companies are trying to sell home security. But when a burglar sees one of their signs in the front yard, what does it say? Oh, wow, this home has 599 channels. Or, oh, these guys have high-speed internet. But the ADT sign, it says, this family trusts the company whose name means security. So beat it. It's no wonder 5 times more people choose ADT to protect their homes.
Learn more at ADT.com and to see licensing and terms and conditions.
CBS Sunday. The NCIS LA team knows the game.
I always expect the unexpected.
They can even the score.
Never a dull moment, is there?
Never.
And when they make a move.
This is our investigation now.
You can't lose.
So we got a plan.
Let's roll.
Well, we're all just one big, happy, slightly dysfunctional family.
I believe that's called a win-win.
NCIS Los Angeles, CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Monday. Start the week off big with big laughs on Man with a Plan.
I feel giddy.
Comedy star Matt LeBlanc.
So what's the plan, Chief?
Well, first, keep calling me Chief. I like that.
Discovers it ain't easy being dad.
You remember those Taken movies? That's what happens when you give your daughter freedom. 1, 2, 3 times they get taken.
Get in on the fun.
I can't help it if people are drawn to me.
Life's been easy for you, hasn't it?
It's been a good run, yeah.
The hit comedy Man with a Plan. CBS Monday or stream it live or on demand.
On the next 48 Hours, a true crime writer married to comedian Patton Oswalt.
My wife is 10 times smarter than me.
There was one case that consumed her.
She died hunting a serial killer.
He raped 50 people and he killed 12. One of them was my sister.
She thought she was getting real close to finding him.
In my gut, I think he is going to be caught. She will have been someone that helped bring this guy down.
An all-new 48 Hours, Saturday on CBS.
Play.it is your new podcast network for award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders.
Welcome! We're gonna make you laugh, we're gonna make you think.
Give you that news and information.
Pop culture, reality TV.
What's happening in business today?
Relationships, dating.
The biggest names in sports.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
You wanna see something entertaining? Tune in.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it. Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break, and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening.
CBS.
CBS Thursday. Don't miss the Emmy-winning Amazing Race with the biggest twist ever.
Go! 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 Go!
These contestants are racing around the world.
This is going to be awesome.
With a total stranger they just met.
Are you kidding me with this?
We are the most oddballer combination here.
Now they're on the adventure of a lifetime.
I'm trying to meet you halfway.
Please.
I'm calm. You should know. Telling me to calm down makes me worse.
I can tell.
The Amazing Race, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Yeah, Rondo's obviously been unbelievable in the two wins that we had at Boston. So to get the news that we got last night, obviously it was very difficult. You know, at the same time, the guys are going to get an opportunity now to play more. It's what you work for. It's why you put so much extra time in the gym, is for this opportunity. So we'll start Jaron tonight. At the point, Michael, who's just had spot minutes in the last game, will now be in the rotation as our backup point guard. Everybody's going to have to be ready to pick up for what Rondo gives us. We can't change the way we are approaching things right now just because one of our star players is out. We need to pick up for what he gives us, and I'm confident our guys will do that.
Fred Hoiberg, he's talking about what's important, and that is team before a player. I think it's just pretty easy and say, here's Jimmy, he's got the ball, get out the way.
I think it's that easy, though, because what a good coach will do is take away your best player and what he likes to do. And you've seen the first couple of games. Jimmy got hot in that first game. Second game, they did a better job of running him into things and also making him work on defense a little bit more. Isaiah Thomas coming off the screens is something that they kind of had to do, but it also worked in the sense that they took Jimmy's legs a little bit, and Dwayne Wade, of course, made some crazy shots, so you didn't need Jimmy to come to the rescue in that fourth quarter.
If that's the case, whoever the little mite is guarding, I would like to find that guy and exacerbate the what Stacey King would call the mouse in the house.
Yeah, take advantage of him. But that's what's important to Fred. And that's what might be important to Bulls fans. But this is the reason why I love sports. And I've never understood the guys and girls who just, I watch one sport and that's it. Because I've never understood it. My buddies like that only like baseball and hate everything else, or, you know, my guys who like hockey and, you know, just hate everything else. I've never understood it, because we're in this weird area right now where whatever's the most important to you might not be anything to anybody else. Like, a lot of people don't care about the NFL draft because they don't watch a lot of college football, or what the Bulls have done to people by kicking them in the rocks repeatedly this season and the last couple of years.
Well, this is the problem we get when any time you decide to spend a segment talking about something, and people are just like, I don't want to hear about this. I want to hear about something else. Talk about what I want to hear about.
Right. Soccer is more important to me than anything, and you guys don't cover it enough. Yeah, that kind of thing.
And I'll tell you right now, it's useless. It's not a jukebox.
No.
Sometimes we talk about some things. Sometimes we talk about other things.
We talk about what we are interested in, passionate about, and hopefully that sparks something in you, motivates you to call or text or just listen. But we're in that weird time now where Hawks fans have been dropped off. They've been dropped at a stop. And now they got to figure out, all right,
how do you get home from here?
You're drunk, you're covered in vomit, you're in tears.
Or you're like your five-year-old Saru Briarly in the movie Lion. You're five years old.
I got to get to it, brother.
You ended up in Bengal. You don't speak Bengali.
Are you giving
Bengali.
Anything away, are you?
No.
Okay. I got to watch. I still got to watch.
Amazing.
It's in my queue.
Fabulous story. Watch. Amazing movie. But you're right. But the Hawks fan right now, your team.
Been dropped on their face.
Sucked. And Mr. Everything, Mr. Captain, the one of the best hockey players ever in this city, sucked.
He was terrible.
Horrible.
And you know what?
The Hawks have tried. And the look on his face, because he knew it.
The Hawks have tried to do this. And they've been right by doing this, but the Hawks have done don't count his points as his contribution. He does other things. Well, this series, he did nothing. He was terrible. Defensively, offensively, puck battles, he was awful. All across the board.
Even trying to get to the front of the net and not serving any purpose even when he got there.
That turnover, like you mentioned, it was as if he was trying to assist on a goal for the Predators.
It looked like Anisimov. You might as well have given him a yellow sweater.
Bro, he was as bad as I've seen a playoff performer be in a very long time.
Yeah,
So Hawks fans have been dropped at a certain bus stop. I don't know how they're going to get home. Don't know if the Metro's still running. But we're in that place where you're kind of picking and choosing. now, of course, the Cubs fans are about to break through on 670-11 with their big blue joints and make you look at them. Like, all right, take a look at this. I'm here now. And Sox fans are in the background being mad about everything because, you know, that's what kind of what we do.
They wake up every day.
Right. But this is that weird point where you're kind of looking around and the weather's getting nicer. Weather's getting nicer, so you're like, all right, maybe I'll do something outside this weekend.
This is Andy on the north side on the score.
It's Andy.
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
Okay, what's up?
Well, first thing, Dan's right about Lion. That movie was incredible, and it kills me to say that. So,
all right. Fair enough.
But I think you're wrong saying there's only 2 days left to talk about hockey this year, Jason. I saw your tweet this morning. I saw it, and I went, oh, he's wrong.
Ah, nice. Because, so you were following before the show. I like you, Andy.
Well, I saw that you said that, and I'm like, no, there's two more days that are important for the Blackhawks.
Uh-huh.
The first one is the expansion draft, because that's going to open up some space for the salary cap. You're going to see which piece they don't need is going to go away. Hopefully Trevor Van Riemsdyk, in my opinion, anyway.
Well, Eddie O thought Trevor Van Riemsdyk had a terrific series.
Yeah, and that's why you don't listen to Eddie that
close. Let's go. Savage Fridays.
All right, what's the other day?
What else we got?
The other thing, since the draft is in town, you probably want to pay attention to the NHL draft this year.
Dude, Andy, have you seen the price of these tickets? Do they understand it's the NHL draft and not the NFL draft? Like, these tickets are going for like $1.50, $1.75.
No, people are going to come down from Saskatchewan.
No, they're not. Stop. The Billick families and the Billick family. Brian Billick's going to be there. Other than that.
Okay, how we doing? Who's getting drafted?
Okay, all right. What's this Nordic looking kid's name?
Thanks,
no,
Andy.
So the ticket prices for the NHL draft, I was joking about going and now I kind of have to and want to, but I'm not going to pay $175 to sit alone and be the ink stain in the milk bowl. That's not happening.
Rudy says, what's important to me is to know that both Pavarotti and Frederick Douglass also got Cubs World Series rings for some reason, and Tom Ricketts had to pay for both of their funerals.
Well.
He says, nothing is important about the Bulls. The Celtics team is absolute trash. It's going to be a joy to watch the Wizards blow the doors off this team. However, because they hate me too, the Bulls will win game one for no damn reason.
Right. Yep. Get that hate out your heart, by the way. This Bulls thing, you don't have to like it, but it's still the playoffs.
Great Bulls thoughts from one of our guys after the top of the hour. The Chicago baseball game day schedule presented by Presence Health. The Cubs are at Cincinnati. The White Sox host Cleveland. This is brought to you by Presence Health. Stuffy nose, fever, could be allergies or the flu. At Presence Health, you can schedule same-day appointments so you'll get quick results. Make an appointment today at presencehealth.org/findadoc. So I like that. The Blackhawks find themselves just dropped off. The bus has stopped.
Mm-hmm.
You're
looking around trying to
here
get
you go.
Home.
Get off, everybody off. Take your luggage and stand here. And you better call somebody to come pick you up because you're going to need something to do now and figure out what's important. So we'll talk about that. Got some people who want to jump on. Plenty to do today on Bernstein and Goff on the Score.
Hey, everybody, it's Pat Hughes.
And Ron Coomer. And right now, you're listening to Bernstein and Goff.
They're covering the Cubs and all of Chicago's teams. Afternoons from 1 to 6.
Only on Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
The official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
You know where to post your job to find the best candidates. Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 100 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. And right now, just because you're listening, guess what? You can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/play. That's ZipRecruiter.com/play. One more time to try it for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/play.
Hi, this is Chicago Baseball World Champ Wilson Contreras. As a catcher, I know a great pitch when I see one. So when Westfield Ford showed me how much I save, I was all in.
Right now at Westfield Ford, drive a new 2017 Fusion for just $219 a month or buy it for only $17,995.
Join me, Wilson Contreras, on my other championship team, Westfield Ford, on a Grange Road in Countryside. Visit westfieldford.com.
Closed end 36-month lease. To qualified buyers, $2509 due at inception. 10,000 miles per year. Taxes and fees extra. Ends 4/30.
1-877 Cars for Kids, KARS Cars for Kids, 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today. 1-877 Cars for Kids, KARS Cars for Kids, 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.